Hi, this is Leading With Your Feminine Self with me, Mel Urquhart, the podcast where I discuss all things that have led me to who I am as a woman to date. With a background in fitness and holistic well-being, I explore how life situations have shaped me along the way. Join me each and every week when I discuss topics and issues that I and other women have encountered along the journey. Each week, we'll be discussing topics that have had an impact in the lives of women and how it has helped shape their feminine identity. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Leading With Your Feminine Self. It is Mel Urquhart here with you for another week. I hope you had a lovely weekend, got to relax, unwind, see some friends and family, and just do a bit of total you time. Now we're moving into a new time of the year. It feels like there's more of an excitement to be more sociable, be out there, kind of coming out of this hibernation period. It's brighter, it's starting to get warmer. We want to start mingling again. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely open to exploring more ideas and having a really vibrant next spring and summer. Before I delve into the topic of this week, I want to say thank you to everybody for streaming, downloading, sharing, leaving your comments and feedbacks about the podcast. I genuinely appreciate it. Everyone that's taken time to connect with me, reach out, have conversations, it makes doing this all the more worthwhile. Let's talk about this week's episode. I'm going to explore the power of self-reflection and personal growth. We're going to delve into the transformational practice of journaling and how it can unlock insights and clarity into our thoughts. I'm going to be talking about the history, the art of journaling, creating your sacred space and unleashing your inner wisdom. There'll probably be a few more along the way, but those are the key ones I want to start with. So let's go. Let me start from the basics, the very basics. What is journaling? Journaling, in essence, is having a diary. It's where you simply write down your thoughts and feelings to understand them more clearly. If you struggle with stress, depression, or anxiety, journaling is a great idea to help you control your emotions and improve your mental health. Journaling is something that anybody can do. It's not defined by age. It's applicable to anybody who can write. Journaling is powerful. It is a great coping mechanism. It is a technique that's helped people express their thoughts, their feelings, emotions. It is there to let them release it. Journaling is known to be a tool for self-reflection and self-discovery. It's an intimate personal journey with yourself, that time you can sit down and say what's on your mind without any interruption. It allows you to be free-flowing. You can pour out whatever's in your heart and there's no judgment. No one gets to decide whether it's wrong or right. It is just purely you, yourself, and I. That is the beauty of it. You can sit down, change your ideas, change your thoughts, change your feelings. It's a tool to help you assess where you are in life, how you can change. There are various types of journaling techniques as well. You can do free writing, you could do gratitude journaling, you can do prompts of exploration, looking at certain areas that you want to develop more. You could even do journaling where you set goals. They also include ways of visualization, scripting, where you get to specifically detail the area of your life exactly how you want it, to have that feeling of where you see yourself being. That is the beauty of journaling. It is an art form that you get to cultivate in any way, shape, or form. Journaling isn't just something to do because it sounds cool, contemporary, and a way of expressing yourself. Journaling is genuinely a benefit, and it's been scientifically proven that it helps keep your brain in tip-top shape. It helps to boost your memory and comprehension. It also increases working memory capacity, which may reflect improved cognitive processing. This is shown to improve your whole well-being. There are so many other benefits for journaling. Your self-confidence. It helps with achieving goals. It inspires creativity, boosts memory, enhances critical thinking skills, heightens academic performance. When you're articulating how you feel about yourself, where you see yourself, these skill sets have to be sharpened. It has a multitude of benefits, not just for your emotional life, but also your external life as well. I first got into journaling when I was trying to reconnect with who I was after the loss of my dad. Who was Mel? What did I like again? It wasn't easy to identify that. You can be anybody to any person at any given time, and they don't actually know who the real you is because they're dealing with you face value in that moment. When you're not around that person anymore, you may feel and be someone completely different. So how do you know what's the true you? By journaling and having prompts, maybe questions. What did I like about myself? I couldn't answer that question for some time, but by starting on one thing, having that prompt, I was able to look at what I did like, What didn't I like? How could I change it? And by writing it down, it allowed me to start making a plan of how I wanted my life to be, how I wanted to show up, what I had to offer, who was I, what was my skill set, what was my passion, and how did I see myself bringing value into the world. It helped me so much. I believe if I didn't journal or use that opportunity to express my thoughts, to get clarity, to assess myself, I would have looked at things very differently. I wouldn't have been able to step back from myself and look at who I was in that moment. That work has to be done by the individual. There's no amount of external relationships or external environments that can do that for you other than yourself. I genuinely value journaling, and whether you call it journaling, scripting, diary entry, free writing, gratitude journaling, and expressing how you feel about yourself at any given time, very therapeutic, very calming, and also very, very rewarding. I began to realize that journaling wasn't just something to tick off my list as a task completed and move on to the next. I began to enjoy it, incorporate it into my self-care time, use it as an opportunity to reconnect with myself and also prepare and plan for what I wanted things to be. I really took that time seriously. I began to cultivate a beautiful environment, set aside dedicated time, choose the right type of journal and just environment to be in, and it really changed how I did that. And let me tell you why. When you prepare your environment, you produce a better experience. When you were going out, would you just get dressed and go out? If you were going to meet people, maybe for an event, maybe for a job interview, maybe for anything where you were showing up as a certain essence of self, you would prepare yourself. If you had an interview, you would have your interview questions beforehand. You may even stand in the mirror and practice your questions, how you would respond, how you would do things. That was getting ready in a right environment. Then, if you were going out to be social, you would get ready. You get your clothes laid out on your bed, maybe. This way you would prepare your hair. If you wore makeup, you'd get that ready. Put on some music. Get yourself ready. It became a routine. Therefore, when it came to journaling, I tried to treat it just the same. I wouldn't just do it when I jumped out of bed. I would sit down, get my candles, soft lights, some meditation music, just to really get my mind open and ready to express myself. I have a good friend. We love good journal books. They can't just be any kind of book off the random shelf. They have to feel good with a lovely pen to make us want to write inside, to make us feel the quality of the environment and the person we wanted to be. We would have that represented in the quality of the book we would have, and the pen we would have would be a beautiful pen to make the whole experience as luxurious as possible. That would be a representation of how we felt about ourselves and the validity in this experience that we would doing. Once you have that environment set and you have that space prepared for you, you're now able to truly enjoy the experience because you've created it in a way that you can relax into it, be able to be at ease and truly journal as freely as you like with an environment that is comfortable and conducive to that. Once you start it and you're consistent, you'll begin to see the benefits over a period of time. With anything, nothing just happens when you do it sporadically or once in a while. It's important to be consistent. One of the easiest ways to start being consistent is to give yourself very small and simple. A few lines, just jot what comes into your head. It hasn't got to be a story. Once you know you've given yourself that time, you'll do it again. So it might start as being 2 minutes a day. What am I grateful for? What's in my head? Get it out. Put it on the paper. Keep doing it. No matter what it is, big or small, it hasn't got to be long all the time. Just start small, but be consistent. Then you can start by practicing gratitude. Write down 5 things you're grateful for. That is a small exercise that can be led to a deeper exercise. Just start doing that. That's an option. You can collect happy thoughts, things that make you happy. What are the things that makes you feel good? What happened when you were smaller? What happened last week? Write down 1 thing that made you feel happy. Easy. Some people like to do it in the morning. First thing, they have their opportunities, they set aside time. If they're meditating, if they're reading their Bible or their scripture to get them prepared for the day, they could then do their journaling after that or incorporate it as part of that morning practice. This can also be done in the evening, but it's setting aside time for that to be consistent with it. You could also find ways of having prompts. Be interested in or a theme or a project or a topic, you could journal about that or a particular experience you want to explore. You could also do journaling as a part of organization. What do you want to do today? Help to keep you accountable. Set yourself with tasks. What do you want to do with the morning? Brainstorm for a project. Plan your meals for the week. Monitor your water intake, your exercise. That is a way of journaling how you are doing these things. And then you can also reflect upon those results, maybe weekly, fortnightly. But again, and consistent monitoring does that. The greatest thing about doing those exercises is you feel good. You have a sense of commitment and appreciation for your time, your life, your experience, because you're committing to getting the best out of it. And that is probably the most fulfilling thing about journaling. It's not the magnitude of the journaling exercise itself, it's what you get from committing to it for you. When you look at unleashing your inner wisdom, journaling is a great way to tap into the intuition, express emotions, gain deeper self-awareness. You're able to do that through various practices of journaling. It allows you to pour out on paper how you feel about something, assess your rationale, motives for things in life or situations in life. There are great ways to do it. As I mentioned before, there are various prompts that you could do. If it's an experience, if it's something that keeps triggering you, why are you being triggered? What could you take from that to be different? Explore a different side of you. That is a way to unleash deeper wisdom about who you are. There are various techniques that you could do to overcome journaling in that way. I found that when you have barriers that you're looking at, journaling may not be everyone's thing, in quote unquote, when you start it, because there's a perception of how it should look, what it should look like. And you may have even writer's block. What am I meant to say? I want it to be a certain way. There's a whole ideology of how it could be. There's self-doubt. It should look this way. It should look this way. It's not meant to be perfect, because none of us are perfect. The practice is an opportunity for you to have a relationship with your inner self. That potentially should be the only thing you focus on. Writer's block, it may just be, I've got nothing to say today. That's an honest representation. It hasn't got to be, you know, that zen moment. It hasn't got to be so pinnacle. It's the momentum of it, and it resonates and it shows up in your life as you have that consistency with yourself. So I would say, don't be caught up in that Hollywood fairy tale look. Pen and paper is the best way. What a mind seeth, a mind becometh. Sit down. What do you want your life to be like? You have the power within yourself to be whoever you want to be. Use journaling as a time to see what could be stopping you or blocking you and eradicate it. When you look at journaling, if you want to, the ways that it can be such a great tool for clarity and direction. I know there have been times when I'm just so not sure what to do. So let me give you an example of when I use journaling to help me problem solve a situation. I initially went to a company to get funding for a business idea that I had. I'd given them a business plan. It was all set out. I had to come up with certain documentations to do this. But at the time, my boys were still small and I had to weigh up what I could commit to at the time. Obviously, the boys won. Probably about 18 months later, I went back to that same organization and said, hi, I had priorities to deal with, but I'm back now. Can I still go ahead with that funding that was offered to me? They said, unfortunately, that department has now closed. However, we are looking for mentors to come in to provide our company with workshops for various individuals. Would you be interested to look at it? Now, at first, I was like, workshops? I'd never done anything like that before. I was totally taken aback by it. I said, okay, thank you very much for that update. I went away. I sat with myself. I created my environment. I said, I don't know what to do. But I had a feeling it could be good, but I wasn't sure. I looked at the pros and cons, I weighed it up, and I thought this could be a really good opportunity for me. It allows me to do my self-care awareness. It helps me to support others and be the ambassador of wellness and self-care that I believe that I am, and I've got certain backgrounds that are relevant to that, hence why they asked me to come on board. I then used it to map out how I wanted my workshops to be. I had the platform to design them how I wanted. I had the funding to do it how I wanted, and I went on to work with this organization for a number of years and other companies. It gave me opportunity to see value in the situation, to clarify my priorities, my ideas, my values, and see how I could structure it going forward. And it was amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? I didn't think about it because I hadn't given myself an opportunity to explore it. I know for 100%, had I not sat down and weighed up the pros and the cons and looked at how I was able to use this opportunity, that really benefited my life and others. The feedback that I got from the individuals, the organizations, it was so well received. They were like, we've been waiting for you. We wanted someone like you. It's just so amazing. It's just gone from strength to strength, and every company that I've worked with has just loved it. So I cannot testify enough for the benefit of journaling and using it as a tool to assess myself, clarity, and do goal setting. Let me talk about cultivating self-compassion and growth. That is interesting because when I talk about the importance of self-compassion and non-judgment in journaling, that is a space for you to be open and vulnerable. Allow yourself to be honest to you, through you, for you. I'll say it again. allow yourself to be honest through you, to you, for you. It's the only opinion that matters. When you're able to sit with you, even get a little bit uncomfortable, but be loving, it's the best thing. Being non-judgmental about journaling just opens up the opportunities it can bring to you. I want you to celebrate yourself, celebrate your progress. It hasn't got to be big. It's just got to be consistent. There may be days, I've done it too, where I haven't done every single day and I haven't done every beautiful settings in my environments, but I have done my best. And when you are consistent, it definitely shows through journaling, regardless of perfection or the outcome, it offers you an opportunity to see a better side of you. When I talk about journaling, I always say, try to make it as beautiful an experience as you can. It hasn't got to be expensive. It hasn't got to be grand. It hasn't got to be candles, lights, and soft music every day. But try to make the experience as pleasurable as possible, even if that's just getting a beautiful journal that you like. There are so many books that are on sale, different times, W.H. Smith's, Hobbycraft. There are different places where you can get some really beautiful books that you find attractive, appealing, and you want to journal in. Get a nice pen, a lovely pen that complements your handwriting. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it feels nice and you're able to flow with it, that's great. Use that time to deepen your experience with yourself. The personal development, the commitment to your self-love and self-care will flow. I'm really sure of it. There's nothing like the time you spend with yourself. But they always say, invest harder in yourself than you invest in other things. I think Jim Rohn said that. On that note, I'm now going to leave you with some questions to think about. Firstly, what journaling practice have you done that you've seen some benefit from? Would you start it again? Secondly, if you haven't started journaling, what is holding you back from committing to that time to pour into yourself and let your thoughts run freely? How could you cultivate that? And thirdly, what would you like to get from journaling? Scripting, gratitude, whatever type of journaling there is. Once you find one that you would like to explore, what are your expectations of it? Look into it. I invite you to explore journaling. See where it takes you. I'd love to hear back from anyone that has explored this and found benefits. Your feedbacks are what I do this for. It really matters to me. Let me take this time, as always, to thank each and every listener for tuning in to me and getting this far in the podcast. Listen to the questions, reflect where you can. Feel free to reach out on any social medias with Garden of Self. I'll be sure to connect with you. We have our website, www.gardenofself.co.uk. to see some of the lovely self-care products that could be incorporated into your regime. That's me for this week. I hope you have a fantastic remainder of yours, and I'll speak to you same time, same place. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Leading With Your Feminine Self. I've been your host, Mel Urquhart. Please stay tuned and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all under Garden of Self. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments and I'll look to add them into future episodes. Be sure to follow and leave a review on Apple or Spotify. This podcast was a production of Garden of Self and was produced by The Podcast Boutique.